Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
SansPants Radio, where's Nairobi? Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today, the aim of the game is to make a business with $100. Somebody's given us $100, and they're like, make more money out of that.
Whose suggestion was this?
This was a suggestion that I actually got when I was in the UK from a couple of fans. They said 40 quid, but I've rounded
That's
it
about
up to $100.
$100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
40 quid. We get listeners in America and Australia as well. They're going to be like... What?
Quid? What are you talking about?
40 quid?
But that's probably what? About...
Yeah, roughly $100. Yes. Maybe, yeah. Maybe 80. Yeah. All right, who's got an idea?
Yeah, easy.
All right.
Arts and craft.
All right.
I'm going to go with my hundo, buy some arts and craft.
Little yeah. Macrame.
And make little animals and shit and sell them online.
Woolly sheep?
Yeah, woolly sheep.
I really liked when you suggested, and Dad's like, "Ah, oh, rides, like a classic rides,
arts and crafts again."
He likes his craft. No, he doesn't like his craft at all.
But, yeah. What would you make?
Oh, anything
with $100 of arts and crafts material. That's pretty good.
Nah, it's expensive.
What have you got? Like coloured pipe cleaners?
Yeah, a little. Sequence, I don't know. Like I'd get the like foam balls, sticks in them, and give them heads. Make like a snowman and little giraffes and
so
stuff.
So would you go to the local market?
Yeah,
and out of the boot of your car, you Riders Arts and Crafts.
Selling them out of your car.
Old people.
Old people. That's
I'd
a good
love
market.
Them, yeah. And old then love. With the money, I'd buy more arts and crafts and expand the empire.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. What I'm trying to think with $100, what can you like how much is card? Like how much are you do you spend on like pipe cleaners and stuff? Like I feel like yeah. you'd have money
you might
left
be able
over.
To make like 10 what are you making? Animals.
Just animals.
Well Ryder said he got a ball stuck sticks in it and gave it a head. It's very funny to imagine somebody coming up to your stall and me like, what's this?
It's a stick figure.
It's a guy. It's a snowman. Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Who's going to buy it? Yeah. Right.
Kids?
Little kids.
No, kids won't buy it. They got better shit to buy. But old people be like, oh, what a sweet little thing.
Here's your challenge. How are you going to sell arts and craft to surly teenagers?
Well, I wouldn't have to.
Because the old people will be yeah. buying it.
This isn't the idea.
Dad and I are old and I wouldn't
yeah,
buy
we're
the
not
old
into
old.
That.
Well, I'd buy yours because I go,
yeah,
oh, right.
Well, I'd just tell all the old people your grandson made it.
Or don't have a grandson.
Don't have a grandson? Want to convince the other people of the old
folks? Want to pretend you have?
Yeah.
It's very funny to imagine you've got, like, the pipe cleaner animals or whatever, but you've also got, like, a place nearby where you can be like, I'll draw a shitty painting and sign it as though I were your grandson. Mm. Signed David, aged 5.
You yeah. could have, like, a photo of some kid off the internet. I could put that on their fridge.
It's funny that this has become sell a grandson to an old person. Arts and crafts, though, like, your opportunities to sell stuff like that is, like, school fates. Basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess markets.
Yeah, maybe. But really.
You go to the school fete, pop up the stall, say all the kids at the school made it. Everyone's going to buy it. It's for charity.
Yeah. All the teachers come over and say.
It's to buy a new playground yeah. or something.
What about the real genuine articles that the kids did make, are yours superior to them?
Yeah, because they're kids and they can't make shit.
So your woolly sheep are a bit better than...
A lot better.
Jenny from grade three's woolly sheep.
Yeah. It's very funny to imagine somebody walking by with one of them and you're like, ah, oh, the inferior article. I see. Why should I pay more here? Well, you're paying for quality.
Well, maybe the parents can buy that and say,
I'd say their kid,
that their kid made it.
Why would they do that?
Because it's better.
It's better. Kudos.
It's better than what their kid made.
Imagine if you were a kid, though, and you're like, oh, I made some like nice little sheep or whatever, and then you see your parents in the car with some really, really nice ones. You're like, that's not mine, Dad.
But would you pretend? Yeah, just say I'd done that.
What?
You said, buy the sheep because I made them at the primary school fair, and I got the really good one and got in the car and said, this is ace, right? So you did a great job. Would you say I didn't make it?
You would say, that's not my sheep, Mum.
Mum, what the hell?
Because you already know. If I say, yeah, I did make it, you're going to be like, no, you didn't.
No, but I'm pretending that I think you made it.
But what's the point of you bringing it home? You're just going to tell all your friends and the grandparents that this is, look, our talented son Ryder, he made this golden sheep.
I do like Ryder's point there where, like, if Ryder's like, I made that, you're like, no, he didn't. I bought it from the other stall full of good ones. If Ryder's like, I didn't make that, then you're like, well, you know what I mean? Yeah. You lose either way.
I think your grandma market's a big market because they're very competitive about what their grandsons have done and, you know, and they like to show other grandmas. The one-upmanship of grandmas is where you've got to ply your trade.
You can
working, working that angle.
With the kids, actually. No? You're not going to supply the kids with the stuff the kids make. They don't get – a kid doesn't know how much money is. You're like, you're getting 10 cents a sheep, but, you know, you're selling, you're taking the majority of the profit.
It's easy for me to just make them. Kids are slow.
That is true. That is true.
We're not going for like authenticity here as well. So like, I'm going to say the kids did it.
I'm going to be, if I'm at that school fete and I'm like, there's just a guy, just an adult selling things, saying the kids made it, but I can see the stall of the kids.
Well, I try to like, you know, go for a different market. If they're doing woolly sheep, I'll be like, well, we're doing cows or something like that.
But we just put fake tags on, you know, like, Jimmy, grade two, with really wobbly writing on the tag. So all the people go, Jimmy made this in grade. Who's Jimmy? Oh, I've got to buy this.
Yeah. No one cares if Jimmy made it or not.
Just how good the sheep is. Yeah.
Quality always.
But why do I want a foam sheep with icy pole stick legs?
Put on the mantle.
Look, that's fair. That's
I kind of get it, like if you say, okay, kids, come on. $5 or $10 and I'll help you make a sheep.
What, are you charging the children now?
No, but that would work. But I don't want to see something that you made.
Why?
Well, I do because you're my son and I'd put anything that you made on the fridge. I'd get
offended. So now you're just going to sell it to Mum and Dad. How much would you charge for one sheep?
Oh, I don't know, like a dollar.
You're going to have to make a lot of sheep.
Sheep to make your money back.
100
right?
sheep.
Huh?
100 sheep.
You got to buy a flock. You got to buy a mob.
Well, I'm trying to think what an arts and crafts thing that you could sell for the most. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's a thing that you could craft?
Or I could, you know, plasticine and make little things.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mm. Get that Fimo, whatever it is.
And
that really
gets hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Make like brooches and stuff.
Brooches. Yeah.
The things that you pin.
Yeah, that makes sense, but you said brochures, and I thought like a brochure.
That's what you
like
get a pamphlet.
It's a brochure.
Female brochure.
Squished all flat.
Hard stuff carved into it. Oh, man. I think it's good. I'm a fan of it. I think it'd work, but I think you'd struggle to make your money back unless you were charging like $10 a sheep. You know what I mean? Because like...
You have to make jewelry or something like that that people love.
Jewelry shit.
Yeah, but that's what people buy.
But that's what people
like. All you need is string, which you can probably buy real cheap, and then like fucking coloured beads.
Yeah.
And then maybe get a bit of Fimo to make like a little scorpion or something to attach to it. You can sell that for like $25, $15. I had to go down. $25 was a bit much.
Yeah.
But you could make jewelry out of things that people don't like be artistic.
Yeah.
And that they don't normally associate with jewelry.
Oh, so what about this ride? You spend $10 on string, pocket the rest of the cash, go to the beach, pick up shells.
Thread the shells on the string.
Done.
Necklace.
There's no overhead at the beach. Those shells are free.
No, what? You can't take them in.
You can't take shells.
No, you can't take shells.
Nobody's looking. You can.
We used to take shells when we were little.
Yeah, well, people did for years now.
And I pocket a shell. The beach cops are going to... Boy!
I think they will. On your door. You're like, come on, mate, open up the jacket.
Turn out your pockets, mate. Yeah. It's very funny to turn out my pockets and needle some cash, some drugs. Is that a shell, mate? Why can't you take shells?
Because hermit crabs need them, and they're, you know.
Yeah,
and
they're part of the. There are enough shells for the hermit crabs.
We're destroying the real estate market.
How many shells?
Like, all the shells that are there are worth heaps. Exactly. Yeah. There's not enough.
The hermit crabs are, like, going up to
the
cops.
They've got to go to the bank and get a loan to get into the next.
You've got to do something about these people taking our houses. They leave the shit ones.
That's true.
Here's what I'd do, right? So take $50. $100? I got a hundo.
Yeah.
Take 50 of that hundo, hire a pickpocket, right?
Right.
Then I sell, then I give the 50. No, hang on.
So you'd be out.
You've given 50 away already to some other guy.
Yeah, I paid the pickpocket.
Who's a pickpocket? That's just a thief anyway.
Oliver's about.
Yeah, I do. So, pull a Fagin. I pay orphans to pickpocket.
And sing them little songs.
Orphans don't know. That's the best thing about it. They don't know what
to pick
good
a pocket or two.
I'm like, you ever seen so orphans?
Expand the pickpocket thing. How does it exactly work?
Well, I pay the pickpockets. Now that I'm doing orphans, I give them $10.
No,
that's
you give them like a feed.
That's true.
Soup. And not a very big one.
Cheap soup.
Yeah. And buy rum. A whole bunch of broth. I even just go to the butcher and be like, give me the bones.
Give me a bone, put it in some warm water.
A big broth. I'm like, orphans, if you pick pockets for me, I'll give you the broth. And then I pocket the, how much are bones? Like $10? I can get stuff for a broth. Pocket the rest. Get the orphans to pickpocket for me.
Right. And then make your fortune.
Make my fortune like that.
You've got the beard.
The only overhead I have is bones for the broth and a place for the orphans to stay. But,
yeah.
You know.
Hammocks.
Hammocks.
Or just like hay on the floor. Newspaper.
Newspaper.
But how are you going to endear the orphans to you? Because the orphans
song.
Love Fagin.
Through song.
Through song and dance, yeah. Being
the... Through barely remembered songs from Oliver. You got to pick a pocket or two.
That's all we remember.
Food, glorious Louis, food. Don't think about the fact that you're just drinking broth. I'm not going to list the foods because then you'll get hungry. And, you know, if it's the orphans doing it when a cop catches them, you know, hopefully it never traces its way back to me, or I'll have deniability somehow.
Yeah, but you're giving the orphans a fake name.
Yeah.
And then you're having a little fire escape.
I'm all Oliver.
If they're coming home after the cops, you've got a little fire escape, like a chute that you jump down and quick slide away.
I think the hardest part of this whole business is acquiring orphans. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know
that's
where
hard,
you,
they
you
hard
just
to get,
buy them for a nickel from the orphanage.
Yeah, that's true. I go there on my top hat.
Off the old tails. Nuns.
How much for your orphans? I'll donate £100. No, don't.
So you've got to firstly time travel.
Yeah, well, I've got to
go back to the sort of 18th century.
So I can get... So I feel like if you try to do that now, you're
bringing into reality your business.
If I go to an orphanage now and I'm like, how much for your orphans?
Yeah.
They'll just call the cops on me. Like, you can't get that orphans anymore. But, yes?
Is this for eating?
No.
No, that's a lotion, right?
For shaving.
It's shave butter.
You're already clean shaved, right?
Today's...
Yeah.
Right, a distraction has been.
It's been shave butter from Dollar Shave.
Who bought them all? There's like three.
They've been given to us very kindly from Dollar Shave. That's where we got the things as well, yeah.
You going
to
use it?
Well, probably not on my beard, but maybe I'll shave Zamet or something. Shave him up.
Well, let's not go any further. That'll do me. Thank you.
I I think the another problem with my business is that I don't know how to train orphans to pickpocket. I don't know what those skills are.
No.
You just throw them out there and get them to learn from, like, experience.
Well, I guess the way you got to think about it is that the orphans that don't get done in by the bobbies are the ones that know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, this is where you need an artful dodger, a guy who's of your orphans who's already really good at it to train the others. He gets a bit more broth every night. Yeah. Extra broth.
You got to pick really cute ones too, so when they get caught, people are like,
I don't have your mum and a dad. No, they're like, oh, that's cute. You can go back to Fagin or whatever.
Give me my watch first.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I don't know how to fence things. It's hard to be a criminal.
Yes, like, it is. Yes.
I don't know what fence. Fence, like sell an illegal item.
Pawn shop.
You got the lingo, fence.
That's, I know the words. The orphan will bring me back a gold watch, and I'll be like, I'm going to fence this orphan.
Which doesn't mean
fence the orphan.
But I guess you just take it to a pawn shop and sell it.
I think that's the go. It's a good idea. I mean, it's
shifty, it's shady, but I've made more money with who out of me and Ryder do you think is making more money more like regularly?
Well,
who's got a future?
Your
orphans
are stealing his sheep.
Yeah, that's right. The problem with yours is it involves not this century or the current conditions. DHS will be knocking on your door and we have to take these poor children.
Have you been making orphans pickpocket? God, blow me, I've been done in. You're not British. Ooh, whack. So that's basically the one downfall.
Yeah,
eventually, pretty quickly, I imagine.
Given that, just say yours worked somehow, yours would probably make more money.
Yeah.
But you could see Ryder going to, you know, the primary school fete setting up, bringing his big, huge car in, opening up a massive...
putting up a sign saying these sheep were made by kids or something.
Entrepreneur's hat on and dark glasses. And getting his craft out.
It is great to imagine Ryder in a car just fucking full of shit in the back, but like shades on, open collar.
Gets out like Uncle Buck and sits there.
All the mums and dads go, God, that guy again.
It's that guy again. He always cleans off at these. Oh, man,
walks away with a big wallet full of money. How much money did your kids make? Ah, well. Thank you.
It's great to imagine you sabotaging the competition as well. Just like walking by, just tipping over somebody's little like,
breaking the leg off.
Oh, that's such a shame. Too bad.
I've got quite a few sheep.
Yeah, my sheep are still quite in good shape.
Current affairs follows him down the road. Excuse me, sir.
Was it you at the fate, sir? excuse me.
No comment, sir.
No comment.
Is that a woolly sheep on your dash there? No.
Just trying to get in my car. Just trying to get home, all right?
Just an honest man trying to make a living.
It's very funny to imagine a current affair being like, do you know if your child's sheep is a genuine article? These people are going to fates and screwing you out of your money. Quick photo of Ryder.
Yeah.
Fraudster.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
It's
both,
not fraud.
What have I
it
done?
It is fraud if you're like the kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're mine. Raised criminals.
Yeah, they're very exploitive. Both of children. That's a common theme.
Mine's
there.
More direct, I guess, than Ryder's.
They're both dodgy.
They're both dodgy, yes.
That's true. That's true. Well, we should band together, Ryder, when the people are looking at your knickknacks being like, why would I buy these from an adult?
These orphans made them.
Yeah.
These orphans, give them the orphans a hug. They're so sad.
Well, the orphans come to the fate pickpocket. But then the parents haven't got any money left to buy the craft. So you're shooting yourself
with
the
foot. But that's all right, because that means Ryder's just going to spend $100 once on crafts. Yeah. And then, you know, it's more of a distraction at this point than anything.
Yeah.
What about you, Dad? What are you?
Well, I've got two.
All right.
One's really quick.
All right.
Right? So I'm going to have like a Tats Lotto thing, but say 10 numbers in a little barrel.
Sure.
And it's numbers 1 to 10. And, you know, you can see them in the barrel, but they're not all facing up, so you can't see all the numbers, but they'll roll out, right? And, or maybe 1 to 20. So I'll have 1 to 20, all right?
Cool. Barrel full of 1 to 20.
Yeah, 1 to 20 numbers, all right? You spend a dollar, right? Or maybe 50 cents, a bit of money you don't care about,
yeah,
right? And that's what costs you to pick the number, right? If you win, you get the 100. If you don't, I get the 50 cents, right?
All right.
Yeah. So, well, what I was trying to do is... what are you doing? Undressing on the show?
It's really hot.
Ah,
this is the second time. We didn't
I know. I think this happened before.
You just took off your shirt, Dad. It's all crazy here. Yeah.
Right. Well, we don't know what's happening. It's hot. It's summer now.
It's
we're getting
cooking. It's true.
Right. But what I wanted to have, and I don't know how to do it. Well, I was going to say maybe have roll some dice.
Yeah.
Right. That I've got on my hand. You can see the dice. But try and make it a combination that couldn't come up.
All right.
And they think it could come up, but it can't.
So hang on.
What the hell with this family?
So many. I'm just trying to figure out the steps in your plan, Dad. So I go up. I'm like, what's in this barrel? You're like, it's numbers 1 to 20. And if you pick them right for 50 cents, you get to pick. And you get $100 if you get it right.
So maybe I'll have all the numbers there, right, laid out on this tray.
Right.
So I'll make this little device.
You haven't really thought this through.
No, I haven't. I'm thinking through now. Shush, let me go. Right. So I've got all the numbers laid out.
Sure.
Right. Numbers 1 to 20, you can see them.
Yep.
And they're just going to drop and come down a chute. And I don't know which one's going to come down the chute.
That's Tess Lotto.
Yeah, it's like Tess Lotto, right?
The clown thing. We put the ball in the clown's mouth.
So you pick a number 1 to 20.
All right, I pick. Do I tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
3.
Okay. So underneath my little box, I push, because I've got the same pad here, 3.
Yeah.
3 drops down a separate chute. It's not even in the lot, right?
Okay.
Then they push the button thinking it's all legit. 5 comes out. Sorry, mate.
Not too bad.
So every time you pick the number, I've got the pad underneath the table, push the button, I get rid of that number that you've picked.
So 3 out of 4 are illegal so far.
So you can never win, and I just keep getting 50 cents every time people want to have a go.
Drawing of your mechanism, Dad. Is it like, how does it know which number to pick?
Because they drop down, right? I've got they're all in a row, 1 to 20, right? And so they drop
down. I'm watching and you're like...
Yeah, so... Each one of those holes can go down the
one chute to the customer or one chute to...
To the one that I'm not going to include, right?
What's your other business?
Well, that one's terrible. So
hang on. I just can't figure out... Because if I'm watching that and I'm like, I pick 3 and then I see 3 fall and then the rest do.
No. Like,
they'll all go together.
They'll all fall.
3 falls a different way.
Yeah, 3 will fall a different way. So I've made this little machine. Which
how much with $100?
Well, I'm good at... No, I'm not.
Made out of good foam and
sort
glue.
You got
sticky
Ryder
tape
to make it.
Yeah, Ryder's
craft.
The way
to do it is meet a magician, learn how to palm things away. And then you... With your hand, you're like, well, let me just stir them up, and you grab 3.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that's another way to do it. What I'm on is a scheme. A scheme that looks like it's fair,
but
I can't possibly lose, right? So, and an amount of money that people don't care, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'll have a crack at this. I'm standing around, whatever.
How much is it to play?
50 cents.
50
and
cents
what
to play.
Do you win?
You win the 100.
You know what?
But you haven't spent your 100 yet.
How are you buying the balls?
Well, you win 50. I'll spend 50 on my little machine.
It's very funny if you're already out of pocket at the start.
Yeah.
Out $100 that you're putting up to buy. Well, I guess actually, it does, if you don't have the 100, whatever. Your machine's rigged anyway, so no one can ever win.
Mm. Yeah.
What's your other one?
My other one, right. There's this group of people in society who are setting up businesses all over the place with no upfront cost.
Okay.
Who are they?
Are they us?
Real estate agents, are they?
No, they have to pay rent. A whole group of them, a whole section of society.
Are making businesses.
On the weekends are setting up little shops here and there, making businesses.
Do you mean people at markets?
No.
Lemon sellers?
Well, they could sell lemons.
Selling lemonade up front.
Yes. 5 cent lemonade that they didn't even pay for.
That's true. There's no overhead.
There's nothing. It's a little cardboard shack.
Cardboard provided by mom and dad.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Taken from a lemon tree.
5 cents
maybe
a glass.
Maybe theirs.
Yeah. Some of that lemonade is just cordial anyway. It's rubbish.
It's terrible.
It's not.
What?
It's so good. I made some few weeks ago. Holy shit, it's good.
Did you sell it at a little shop?
No, it was all mine. It's so good, though.
So what did you do? Juice some lemons, put some sugar in there?
So much lemons.
Yeah.
And then I used brown sugar, so it had a little, like, a molassesy taste. And then just water, cold water with ice. Put it in a pitcher.
It has always been my dream to open a little lemonade
A little lemonade stand, yes. So that's what I thought about that, but because I've got $100, I could have a few stands. So I've got two ideas with the stands. Mm-hmm. One, I could employ heaps of kids to like a little franchise.
A third child exploitation business.
So I could just drive around in my big Cadillac.
Go and collect from the kids. Be so funny if you're just like parked, kind of like watching one. You see, you pull up, bang bang on the side. The kid comes up to you with a water,
with a little brown paper bag.
Drops it and drives up. You're like, I don't know what I just saw.
That like a 1970s pimp, you know? Like cows.
How much money? The problem there, Dad, is how much money does a kid make in a day selling lemonade?
I don't know. He's getting it from mum, so
the kid's not spending any money. But is he making?
So
money?
It's kind of a protection business.
I like it. I'm a fan.
But the big Cadillac's going to cost. So.
The big Cadillac's about a year or two into the business when you're properly making money.
You but then like I thought the kids are selling the lemonade or whatever.
Yeah.
What skills have I got that I could go put a shop next to theirs?
Yeah.
You know, and provide a service or a product.
Yeah.
You know. Without any upfront costs, what have you already
what
got?
What can you do? What have you already
got? Yeah, so I thought of things like solve a math problem. So if you've got a math problem you want solved.
That's true. If I'm driving around on a hot day, I'm like
50 cents, we will solve your math problem for you.
While you have a nice
While you have a lemonade next door.
You're like Lucy from Charlie Brown.
Yeah, that's right. She did psychiatric help.
Yeah. It's very funny to imagine you grab a lemonade from the kid and the kid's like, would you like a math problem solved? Please, just step next door. You're like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, everyone's got one that they had at high school, that math problem.
By five, I guess.
See, haven't you got one at high school that's still nagging you and go, what the?
Gosh, if there was only a man on the side of the road in a little cardboard building. You know what's great about those cardboard buildings is that they must be really easy to pack up if the cops turn up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just fold them up, tuck them under your arm and run. Like, that's a whole business that you could, the cops could never catch you.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The cops roll down one
yeah.
street, the kids, woof, disappear to another.
Well, there could be a front for something, for sure.
Look, that's a quicker way to make money than selling lemonade. Because even if you bump up the cost, I feel like a kid in a day is selling like... I think the only reason somebody stops at a child's lemonade stand is for the novelty of getting a lemonade from a kid's lemonade stand.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I would buy it. I wouldn't drink it.
No, it'd be gross.
I've
Who
done
knows
it once,
what they've done?
And it was just like...
They probably put their hands in it.
Yeah, dirty little...
I did it once and it was just they'd gotten a pitcher of water and some lemons. And
when was this?
This was years ago.
Texas?
Yeah.
No, it was out like
you
the northern
You do see it
summer.
Every now and again.
Like, oh, yeah. I've seen it. Never seen it.
But the kids
just sell Sprite cans for like $2. You're sweet.
Kids can't buy Sprite cans.
No, they need it. So they don't have to register their business. They don't have to pay any tax. It's free for all business.
Well, they shouldn't. No, I don't like that. I think they should be able to have to, you know.
Yeah, they should have to
you
get an
account.
Think a
business bureau needs to swing by and be like, I don't see any place for employees to wash their hands.
Your receipts for those lemons.
Exactly. That's going to be a lot of kids in debt not knowing what to do. A lot of, imagine you're just like a parent who's put your kid out the front and then somebody's like, excuse me, these lemons apparently came from your supplier. Can I check your place to make sure it's up to code?
So yeah, that's my, there are a few ideas on for my 100.
They're solid.
Yeah.
I think they'll make you make a lot of money.
So once again, I've either exploited kids.
Yeah, I'm not happy
or,
about that.
But it's a nice idea to extend their ideas
investing.
I'm kind
you're
of investing in
a
them.
You're basically a venture capitalist.
Yeah, yeah. With
lemonade stands.
So you're going in and saying, listen, if you write the signs, if you write the two backwards on your sign, people are going to love it.
Exactly.
Yeah, could look, get your younger brother out here. Yeah, he's cuter than you.
If you wore overalls, people.
Yeah, yeah, wear your overalls. Yeah, a bit of dirt on your face.
Put a bit of dirt on your face. Can we get a younger brother on a tricycle just to ride around in the background? Look, that's perfect. We need to somehow, because always when you see one in like a cartoon or a comic book, the sign is made of wood, which is a lot of woodworking for a child.
Yes, no, too much. Yeah. Cardboard's the winner.
Yeah, plus you can pack it up at the college.
Yeah.
What about you, Mom?
All right, so mine's a bit weird.
None of them were normal.
It doesn't exploit children at all.
Well, that's weird.
So, stop. You know there are things that you just don't want to hear?
Sure.
Like today I had a PD at work, and it was like boring, and I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So I thought I would buy a pair of tap shoes.
Sure.
And so anyone who didn't want to hear something that somebody was saying to them, they could just click and I would start tap dancing. Like, sorry, can't hear you. Somebody's tap dancing. Like you, Jack, you've just come back from the UK. Your suitcase is still in the lounge room.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's true.
Basically, someone's tap dancing next to you. A lot of the time. I'm not hearing things.
So, what?
Huh?
What? What do you mean?
Like tap dancing's really loud.
Yeah.
Right? So anything you don't want to hear.
But it's annoying as well, really annoying.
Yeah, but after that's good.
You know what you do. You switch it. You're like, Jack, your suitcase is still unpacked. You get the tap dancer to tap near him till he fucking packs it away.
I don't think tap dancers being annoying is a universal thing. I think it might only be you. I don't find tap dancers annoying.
They are. They're like standing right next to you, tapping away, tappity tap tap tap.
Infuriating.
Well, I've got these tap shoes now. What else can I do with them?
No, I think both are good. And like, so you spend $100 on a tap shoes, you set up. I don't know where you're going to advertise. Craigslist, I guess?
We don't have Craigslist. We have Backpage.
Yeah, we also have Gumtree. But like
Gumtree.
How embarrassing that we have Gumtree.
Why? No, it's very Australian.
Come
on.
Should
have been Koala.
Koala didgeridoo. That's what we should be having.
Yeah.
So, but I think you need to be basically driving around constantly because it's the kind of thing where I don't know, I don't want to hear something. Until I'm hearing it.
So let me get this idea right.
Yeah, it's too much.
I haven't got the idea.
I just really want a tap shoe.
You're a girl with tap shoes.
Yep.
It's not going to work because it's only like one person and then.
The original idea was you would drive around like you got, say, 100 customers. Anytime they don't want to hear something, they'd buzz you on the phone. You'd have to fly.
I didn't think
tap dancing next to them.
It's so funny imagining.
Sorry, can't hear. Tap
shoes on in a car with like an app, just being like, fuck, I'm so late. I'm so late. Turn up, tappity tap. It's finished. Fuck, all right, get in the car. shit, I'm late.
Yeah, I had to listen to my boring boss. Thanks for nothing.
I think it was just like sitting in that PD today. Yeah. It's kind of like when you see Homer just wander off and there's a little guy in his head that plays
you
the
just
jug.
Just want a little guy there to distract you. Like,
You longed for a tap dancer to.
So I better think of another business. All right, well, this is a legit one. I'm going to buy $100 worth of seeds.
Yep.
It's long term. I'll plant them, half flowers, half veggies, and then when they all grow,
sell them.
That's so boring, though. It's been done before.
It's clever.
I can't think of
one. So you're a farmer.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Nah. With $100, you're going farming.
All right, nope, not, I'll have to think of another
one. Mama
right.
suggested agriculture. That's great.
Well, that's novel.
Well, what about, you know, like a clever thing to do there? You spend $100 on how much is like a pine tree seed? Plant them.
Yeah, that's what Christmas I thought you were going to say.
You know.
But it's been done as well. Yeah.
Well, so is selling... Well, actually, selling...
What about $100 worth of scratchies?
That's a good idea.
That's the winner.
Mom might make $1 million, yeah, and none of us are going to make any money.
Whilst we're exploiting children and getting taken away by the cops, where she could laugh her way to the...
And then I'll be there on my last scratchy, and you'll be all looking at my shoulder, and I won't win anything. And you'll be like, ah!
We still got our thriving little enterprises. I think it's something like... You buy like some exotic seeds.
Yeah.
Where you grow something like
Triffids.
Yeah, Triffids or some unusual plant.
Yeah, what have you.
And then set up a tourist operation. To everyone come and see my plant.
There's a business in selling magic beans like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Are they really magic?
No.
No.
No, we have.
They're normal beans.
No, but that's a good idea. Like, it kind of brings your thing into it, right? Except I would have proper little kids doing it. And you get them to paint them with all sparkly, like normal beans, all sparkly, gorgeous colours, silver. You put them in a little
sack or something.
Like your Sasquatch
hair
that you got today.
That's
and
good.
You could say magic beans.
So even though I know that magic isn't real, if people I saw someone selling magic beans, I might buy them.
Yeah.
Like, what if?
And would you go out to the country and get the kids to trade a cow for the... So you end up with a cow and you can sell the milk or you can trade
you can
up.
Keep trading up.
That's true. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can I still wear my tap shoes?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in your tap shoes, you'll sell the beans.
If you're in tap shoes selling magic beans, you're going to sell a lot more magic beans. I'll tell you what.
That's true.
Yeah,
I can't tap dance actually, but I can make a noise.
Can anyone tap dance? It's just
with tap shoes on.
Flicking your feet around.
Tap dance, Jack.
Get out. So, who do we think of the four of us has made the most money out of $100?
Me.
I don't think you have.
Why?
Because if I came to your store and I was like, "This man is selling crap," basically.
Yours is the store that you go to and everyone looks at it and then goes, "Thanks," and walks away.
I'm just like, "Oh yeah, I'm looking at that while I'm waiting for my friend to get a sausage." Yeah. That's basically. I'm like, "Oh yeah."
Oh my god, like, why didn't we think of sausage sizzle?
Sausage sizzle.
That's been done. That's why.
Yeah, we had
pickpocketing, right? So that's been done as well.
Yeah,
not like as a legitimate business.
I don't think you can ever make pickpocketing a legitimate business. Yeah, I don't think Ryder's making money. I don't think I'm making money just because I can't buy.
I think my little fraud show with the little balls.
Yours
dropping,
is good, but you don't seem to know how it works. If I go there and I give you money and you're like, right, so. And I'm like, are you pressing buttons? What's happening?
I'm sure this is supposed to work somehow.
Fuck, it just like doesn't work. I get the money. You're like, I don't know what I did wrong. I just don't know how it works.
I'm going to be coming and visiting you three in jail.
Yeah.
You'll hear me coming.
I think Mom's going to make the most money because we're going to have to pay bail, basically, at the end of the day.
And lemonade stands.
That's a pretty good one.
Been done as well.
Yeah. But not being the pimp of the lemonade stands.
True. Well, you just sell actual lemonade, not the sugary shit.
What do you mean, sell Sprite?
Yeah.
So your business is that you buy Sprite and sell
Kids do that at school, you know. They go to the supermarket in the morning.
Yeah.
They buy the big pack of lemonade, and then throughout the day they bump up the price.
I used to know a kid that did that, and he had two lockers.
Yeah.
Because there was a locker next to him that no one was using.
Yeah.
And it was full of lollies and drinks and chips and stuff because the canteen was so bad, and he'd tell like...
Because the canteen, like our canteen did that thing where it was like healthy food, yeah?
Yeah, no more sugar.
No more sugar. So he was a little
Black market.
And teachers used to go to him as well.
Really?
Yeah, teachers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to like give us a lolly, mate.
And it, yeah. What a little... Was that them paying him paying the teachers off?
Probably.
What he probably owns a supermarket now. He's probably moved up and owns.
Yeah. I know, like that's a pretty, that's a kid to watch.
Oh, yeah, that kid is going to go for it. Absolutely.
He might turn into a Donald Trump.
Yeah, look, maybe.
Yeah.
Greed is good. That man's a... What's
but that's not greed. That's just clever.
Enterprising.
That's just seeing
And
a
kids
place,
want lollies. Like
he's like, I can provide them. And were they did he charge, bump up the prices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's great.
He sold like cans for $2, but he'd buy a packet of 24 for like 12. So
did you ever go to him?
Yeah, of course. Lollies only. Yeah.
Did he have a line around down the hall?
Yeah. How did you do it? Was it a shady deal?
No. So you just go up to him and be like, yeah, can I grab a lolly snake? And he'd be like, sweet.
That kid must have had so much, he must have been so sad when he finished high school. Like,
yeah.
What a tragedy. That's his
business. Yeah, I hope he's gone on to something. He's not just, they weren't his glory days.
Yeah, like, I hope that guy's now doing the same thing. He's seeing a hole in the market and exploiting it. He's not like
sitting on the dollar and go, oh, I used to have a good business.
That was my peak.
Then I graduated.
I think he has depression now, actually.
Oh, no. That's exactly what we didn't want for this guy.
Yeah, that story just became so sad. Yeah. Well, we're impressed by you, guy who business person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Jackson.
I've been Ryder.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
Bailey?
Well, you just said Jackson.
What did you say? Bailey.
I said I've been Jackson. I normally say Bailey.
Oh. Well, is that funny at all?
You don't say Bailey.
Right, are you asking, like, if it was funny or, like...
Yeah, because like, why did you laugh your heads off? I don't know. You just said Jackson instead of Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, and I'm not used to it.
Right, I said Ryder.
That's funny.
He never says Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, always, every time.
Yeah, Jackson Bailey. I've been Jackson Bailey. That's what he says.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.